And start Perek Hazav. Some of the topics we learned about include Kinyan Metaltlin. One can only acquire movable objects by performing a Kinyan on the item itself, such as Meshicha, moving it, or Hagbah, lifting it. However, he does not acquire it with Kesef payment. It is a machlokes whether this is Midiraisa or only Midirabanan. Zav v'chesef. When two people exchange gold and silver coins, it is understood that the transaction necessarily involves tiva, money, and peira, the produce, i.e. the purchased item. It is a machlekes whether the gold is considered the money, because chashev it is more valuable, or if the silver is considered the money, because charef it is more readily accepted as currency. The Mishnah also deals with the same question regarding kesef and nechashes, silver and copper coins. Mo'is, yafis, verois, current and disqualified currency. Matbeah v'asimon, minted and unminted coins. Isser sa b'sa. The Rabbanan forbade lending merchandise on condition the debtor returns an equal measure of merchandise because their possible rise in value resembles ribis, interest on the loan. Meiser sheni. Produce of Meiser sheni must be consumed in Yerushalayim. Alternately, one may transfer the sanctity of the produce onto coins which are then brought to Yerushalayim and used to purchase food. In order to facilitate their transportation, one may wish to redeem many coins for less coins of a more valuable currency. The Gemara discusses peiris al dinarin, whether one may use gold coins to redeem the produce, and slom al dinarin, whether one may transfer the sanctity of silver coins onto gold coins.